What You Need to Know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Here she is, Lindsay Baseball, feeling pretty good about her Gardos today after their win against the Yankees. And she's got what we all need to know.
That's right. Go Gardos. Woo woo. Beat the Yankees in Yankee Stadium, the new Yankee Stadium. But anyway, what you need to know, Cappy, is that somebody's watching you. This is the part where, like, you sing the song.
Somebody's watching you. That song?
Yeah, exactly. So according to a new report by Visual Capitalist, Los Angeles is the most surveilled city in the whole U.S., and it's the 10th most surveilled municipality in the entire world. The report says that there are approximately 9 cameras per 1,000 people in the city of L.A. Now, their report also includes Beverly Hills within the L.A. area, which has more than 2,000 cameras for its population of roughly 32,000 people. So if you break that out on its own, that's about 62 cameras per 1,000 people. So like I said off the top, what you need to know is that somebody is watching you, and that's kind of scary.
I got cameras.
Kind of cameras, yeah. You got?
I got cameras.
Got them at the crib?
Yeah, of course. Security, man.
What kind of cameras you got? You got like the ones at the front door, like the doorbell cam?
The Ring?
Yeah,
yes.
I do have that. I have the Ring camera. That's the only one I have.
Yeah.
I can't have it. They'll knock it. Like, my apartment complex will give you a letter, and if you don't remove it in a certain amount of time, you get fined.
The Ring?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Do you have security at the building, in the building? Two
we
guards.
Have 24 security, like 24-hour security, oh, but okay. They're never there.
Wow. Okay. Well. Yeah, it's not like one person is watching everyone. It's everyone has a camera in California or L.A.
Does it freak you out, though, that there are so many surveillance cameras
Heck
in L.A.?
No, I want more cameras.
Same.
I want more proof.
I'm not freaked out about anything. I think the more cameras, the better. Listen, I don't mean to get morbid, but remember a few years ago during the Boston Marathon, the bombing? Remember
yeah.
That? If it wasn't for all those surveillance cameras, we would never have caught those two guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I got nothing to hide. More
right,
cameras. Yeah.
Right, me neither. I'm like, yo, cameras everywhere.
Yeah. Whenever I read or see a story about a crime that was committed and there's no witnesses, no cameras, I'm always shocked. Like, wow, really? In Los Angeles, you committed a crime in the one spot where there's no cameras? That's crazy.
Yeah. Lindsay, why does it freak you out with so many cameras?
I mean, it doesn't necessarily freak me out. I just think it's crazy because, I mean, as somebody who watches a ton of true crime, like, it's crazy what they can do with surveillance cameras these days. Like, oh, you saw this yep. this car that looks like this car that drove by and this ATM camera happened to catch its taillights and it matches with this person. So, like, I get it. I just think it's crazy that, like, it's kind of turning into that movie, like, that Will Smith was in. Enemy of the State?
Yeah. Gene Hackman.
Yeah, they can literally find you doing anything at any point in the world. Like, it's just nuts.
DeMarco. I got nothing to hide.
Nothing at all.
I don't have nothing to hide either, but it's kind of like, it's weird because remember the story that Lindsay talked about, the Alexa thing?
Yes,
like,
yes,
it's just,
exactly.
It's just too much, man. Like, I literally, my friend sent me this video on Instagram and was like, before you move into your place, look through the, like, everything because people are weird and they put cameras everywhere. It's like a security thing for women, or I mean, it could be for anybody, but this was targeted to women. You know, when you go into like hotel rooms or Airbnbs, because there's tiny little bug cameras that you will never even know they're there. You know, and when we go to we do our business in there and like you never know if there's cameras in there.
Wow.
It's just creepy. Creepy.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of an exhibitionist anyway.
I got you.
You know, can you feel me on
that?
We know,
Cap.
Yeah.
We all know this, Kaplan.
We do.
I mean, kind of common sense for me. Like, when I used to get those collect calls from Las Vegas jail, and then I find out, like, what did you do, man? Well, mm-hmm. I, you know, acted a fool inside the casino.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the casino. Mm-hmm. Where there's cameras everywhere.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. And you want me to bail you out. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
My friend DeMarco plays in the NFL. He's rich. He'll get me out of this.
So is the guy behind bars. He just can't tell his wife.
Exactly. He can't tell his wifey what he did, so he got to call the homeboy.
I'm the collect call, man.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys know that the casino cameras are so precise that they can read what year your coins were minted in? That's how like closely
Whoa.
They can see it?
I'm not shocked at
That's
all.
That's insane.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why would you ever in Las Vegas?
If you have a quarter in your pocket, Cappy, or whatever, like that's. I'm just saying, like that's how fine they can like read how small writing they can read.
I'm all for as many cameras around L.A. as possible, man. I'm telling you right now.
I got a quick question, by the way. I don't know what happened on the gambling cheater poker girl. Did you guys talk about that yet?
I didn't even know about that. Nope.
Lindsay?
No.
We haven't, okay,
we
never
haven't
mind.
Talked about that. Okay. I mean, I did see the stuff about the chess guy, but I felt like, no offense to Cappy, but like he would just take it too far, and so I didn't want to bring that one up.
Chess guy don't bother me. The poker girl don't bother me. The dudes that cheated on the fishing tournament?
Yeah. Oh,
that's
that
wrong.
Up.
That bothers
yeah,
you, right?
Lock them
here.
Up. Yeah,
man,
absolutely.
That's just wrong, man.
Big time.
That is wrong to put all those weights in those fish.
You don't play with the fish, man. Right. Come on now.
And Lindsay, what story would I go too far on?
Well, there was a story about the guy who was a chess player. I mean, if I bring it now. It
He had the cheating device.
Yes, and his cheating device was a sex toy that he put in a certain place so you wouldn't be able to find it when he was frisked.
Oh. Yeah, Cappy would take that far.
No, he wouldn't.
He's got him better, DeMarco.
I know he's thinking about it right now.
Got him better. He's got him better, but no.
Do it on Cap and Friends.
Do it on Cap and Crew.
Cap and Crew.
That's right. I'm gonna talk as dirty as I want to. It's on podcast,
exactly.
Baby.
That's why I love podcasts, because trust me, I used to have a love, sex, and relationship podcast. I know, Cap, I
know.
Feel you.
You wouldn't take it too far.
What you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Okay, so listen, DeMarco.
No, never mind. See, I was going to say something. Never mind.
Nice.
Go ahead.
I asked you at the beginning of the football season, are the Rams better on paper than they were when they won the Super Bowl? Many people thought Rams are better. Rams are actually better than they were.
You asked me that question?
I did ask you that question.
What did I say?
You said, no, they are not.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not. Yeah, you don't have a replacement for Andrew Whitworth. I think that's showing up. I think right now, Allen Robinson is, I think he's better than what he showed. Like, either they have to find new ways to use him, or he has to get better within the offense. But as of right now, no. Last season was better by a long shot.
Yeah, and when they won the Super Bowl, you know, Von Miller, you say whatever you want. Oh, maybe Von Miller wasn't as impactful as you thought he was going to be. Nonsense. Von Miller's an important part. He was an important part of winning that Super Bowl.
Well, did you see how Von Miller played here on Thursday night when he came back to town?
I did.
Yeah, because of everyone that said that he wasn't effective. Yeah, that's why Matt Stafford had to get punished. But yeah, come on. Are you serious?
No, and listen, even when the Rams won the Super Bowl, I know this is going to sound a little bit ridiculous, but Eric Weddle did not miss a play in the Super Bowl. Did not miss a play in the game. They brought him out from, like, retirement. He was sitting at home watching TV, flicking channels.
Because they had safety issues.
Right.
Yes.
And he was an important part of it also. And listen, to me, I think one of the biggest mistakes that the Rams front office has made this year is I think they undervalued what Robert Woods meant to this team. Maybe I'm making too much of it. I'm not saying that Robert Woods is now all of a sudden a Hall of Famer. I'm just saying he was an important number two. And they let him just walk, and they didn't really replace him because Allen Robinson hasn't. Van Jefferson's been hurt. Odell has not come back. Maybe won't. So just nothing has gone right so far. And, of course, the biggest story is
I don't know how
line.
Many receivers. This is just me. Now, over the years, I don't know how many receivers are really going to be happy being a designated number two, because you know who the number one guy is. It's Cooper Kupp. But I remember DeSean Jackson went through it. He asked. He begged off the team. Robert Woods was upset early and showed that frustration. They got him the ball the next week. But here on this football team, as long as Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford are leading the offense, Cooper Kupp is going to be your – and as long as Cooper Kupp is a great receiver, he's going to be your number one guys. I don't know how many receivers are going to be happy being a designated number two guy. You know how receivers are.
Yeah,
they always think they're open.
DeMarco, would you do me a favor? Because Chris Morales really wants me to ask you to do this. Can you break down the number three tight end for the Rams? Can you do that?
No, I'm not going to break down the number three tight end.
Okay,
but it's nice to have Bryson Hopkins back.
Okay, gotcha. Just want to make sure. You think the Rams are going to sign Odell?
You know what? It's hard to predict, but I can tell you this. If there was ever a guy that was built for professional football in Los Angeles, it's him. You know,
does he play O-line, though?
No, he doesn't play O-line.
Okay,
even if you had him, you'd still have the same problems.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm getting at. I mean, that's why when Odell comes out and he's like, they didn't offer me anything, and he's thinking about going somewhere else, like, bro, this team needs offensive linemen, and this offensive line is not likely to get fixed this season.
Yeah. I don't know where you go. You can hope that Brian Allen comes back and gets healthy. You can hope that David Edwards, you know, once he's through the concussion protocol, comes back and has no issues. But I'll tell you this, you know, when you talk about guys with head injuries to where like light taps on the helmet is knocking you out of games, it's going to be hard to avoid that as an offensive guard. You know, using your head is a part of the job description. So that could be dangerous going forward. So all those people that want Odell, I'm one of those guys that want Odell Beckham Jr. You're a better football team with him in your receiving core. But even if you had him and every other receiver in the National Football League all on your football team, it still wouldn't matter if Matthew Stafford is running for his life.
You know, DeMarco, with the Rams this weekend and the game that they're playing against Carolina, for me, and I'm the biggest football junkie out there, man, not interested. The Kansas City-Buffalo game, yes, I am interested in that. Maybe Philly-Dallas, I'm kind of interested in. I'm rooting for my Denver Broncos this week because, you know, I'm the president of the Charger Hater Club. But baseball has taken over my life. And for someone like me who's football junkie first and foremost, the Dodgers and the Padres, this is where my head is at all weekend long.
Should be. I mean, it's huge. This is like consequential sporting moments in baseball. Your focus should be here. I know you're a football junkie, but we're at the embryo stage, the salad stage of this year. Some of the good teams right now are going to fall off towards the end. Some of the bad teams right now are going to be great towards the end. That's football. But right now, this is baseball's crescendo. You should be there.
That's where I'm at. That's where my head's at. Not that long away here. As a matter of fact, about 15 minutes from now, Padres Dodgers game 3. Then tomorrow, game 4. And if necessary, coming back to LA on Sunday for game 5, which makes us like the luckiest sports fans in the world.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks, Christopher. It's like really hard to like jive with that music. I don't even know what to say about it.
Really can't jive?
No. It's not like a
weird. It was weird.
Yeah. It's not like a beat or anything. It's also stroking it. Let's be serious.
Oh, we'd be stroking. DeMarco knows. I'm sure DeMarco knows that song.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
Clarence Carter?
Clarence Carter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah-ish.
I never heard it until yesterday. We were talking about like the Bruce Springsteen exhibit over at the Grammy Museum. And Cappy was like, what's his saxophonist name again? And I was like, Clemens. He's like, oh, I thought it was Clarence Carter. Who's Clarence Carter? So I looked it up.
Yeah.
And, came across that song. That's the first time I've ever heard that song, and I could not stop laughing.
Stroking to the east.
Stroking to the west.
Everyone on Twitter was like,
I love the best.
Yeah,
I've been
stroking.
Yeah.
People loved it on Twitter. They had all the shout-outs for Clarence Carter. And
Clarence Carter.
We played it again because Cappy kept talking about that part of the song. And then he cursed, and we were like, oh, Clarence, why'd you got to go and ruin the song? Cursing. We had to dump it.
All right, radio Tinder time, and let's leave a little room on the back end so that we can get a prediction on the Rams game this weekend and a prediction on the Padres-Dodgers this weekend.
All right, so first one here is digital license plates for both private and commercial vehicles are now legal in California. Right now, there's only one company that makes the digital license plates. It's a California-based company named Reviver. So Reviver plans to integrate a bunch of really helpful features into these digital plates, including family services and alerts, stolen car reporting, toll system integration, vehicle diagnostic and maintenance alerts, and additional DMV and parking payment services. Reviver's battery-powered plate will set you back $250 per year, and the wired plate costs $275 per year. So now that these are legal as of today and you know the cost, are you interested in buying a digital license plate? Swipe left or swipe right, Cappy?
Swiping left. I mean, I'm going to have to just admit this out loud. I'm just cheap. You know? I'll give you guys an example. My car was parked on a street. A drunk driver came down the street, hit my car. The mirror on the driver's side got popped up, and the actual mirror part of it came popping out, smashed into a million pieces. I picked it up off the street. I reconnected it because it's like an electronic mirror. I reconnected it. This happened 2+ months ago. It's like $500 to replace the mirror. It works just fine. Yeah, I mean, it's spider-webbed, and yeah, you know, it's not perfect, but it still moves. Like, when I push the electronic parts of it, I can still see. I don't really need to go replace the mirror. I'm just cheap.
See? That's a sign of success to me. You've been through it. You have. You've been through it, right? It's just stuff. Does it still work? Absolutely. I don't need a new one.
Yeah.
Right? I'm with you, Cap.
So would you get the digital license plate?
I'm swiping right. Yeah. I have a daughter. I need to seem cool. Come on.
Oh.
I don't want to be that guy.
Oh, okay.
Is everyone going to get one? Is everyone getting this digital deal? Is it going to be like the stamp on your license plate?
Yeah. Eventually, that's like the idea because, again, it seems like something where like it's very beneficial to people where, especially if you have kids, where like it's got safety features in it. If there's ever like, you know, Amber Alerts or like it has the toll integration so you don't need to have that thing.
See, Cap, that's what I'm thinking for my daughter, not just for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it has safety features.
Good father.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Or if your tire blows out or something, then like they can like find you based on your license plate and stuff like that.
I have a question. Do you have to have it on the front and the back, or could you just have it on the back and then could you have the old school version, the analog version on the front?
I don't have the front plate.
No.
You don't?
That's you can get in trouble for that, Lori.
You better be careful. Yeah,
I don't have a place to put it.
I tried to use that excuse too. The cops are not my problem.
They made me drill it through the bumper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's illegal.
Yeah, or they have like a kit that you can like it basically is like mounted on the inside of your hood.
I totally just jinxed myself too. Damn it.
You're all right.
Yeah, because it's funny, when I moved here, my brother was like, "Oh man, it's cool in California. You don't have to have a front plate." And so I didn't have one when I first moved here because I was like, oh, it's so ugly. And I got pulled over. I didn't get a ticket, but he gave me a warning. And so when I got my new car, they were like, oh, yeah, you have to have a plate now. Like, you can't not have one. You'll get pulled over in a second for that. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I like it. But I like the license thing, an OnStar for license plates. That works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus, then, like, you don't have to deal with, like, the whole parking, the toll thingy, you know, the fast pass and all that stuff. So I think it's a good idea. All right, next one here. John Daly, of course, he's arguably the most interesting man in the history of golf, between the beers, the cigarettes, his God-given talent, and, of course, his awesome mullet. Well, now his story is set to be told on the big screen. Actor Jonah Hill is reportedly going to portray Daly in an upcoming biopic. The film will dive into the excesses, scandals, and athletic achievements of the two-time major champion.
Swipe right. I'm sorry.
Go for it.
You're in on this, huh?
Swipe all the way right. Jonah Hill is going to play John Daly in a movie. Look, John Daly said something that I love, Cap. He said, if they let me drink, I would win every tournament. That is going to be the movie. Swipe right. Come on now.
Yeah, I'm going to swipe right also. I got to say, I mean, I'm curious about Daly, number one, but Jonah Hill playing Daly, that makes it even that much more interesting. Yeah, I would be in on something like that. I got to see that.
I thought he was through the quote-unquote fat guy roles.
What do you mean? Well,
I thought Jonah Hill was trying to change his image.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think he was, but this is more of like, I mean, this isn't really like the typical, as you'd said, quote-unquote fat guy roles, because it's John Daly, even though he's a bigger guy, it's still like a serious, because at the end of the day, like, it's not going to be a comedy if it's a biopic,
so I have to treat him like Christian Bale is playing John Daly?
No.
No?
I don't think so. I mean, everything, like John Daly himself is like a cartoon character.
Did they cast,
you know,
Jonah Hill because of he looks like John Daly, or because he can act like John Daly?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah.
But it seems like a good fit, because I mean, I feel like anytime you can have somebody that is a good actor and they, you know, obviously they want someone to fit the body type instead of slapping like a fat suit on somebody, I think it'll work.
To play Elvis, you got to look like Elvis, at least kind of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah.
All right, so since we have like 4 minutes left, Cappy, let's get to your Rams predictions.
All right, I'm curious to hear what DeMarco thinks. I mean, look, I know we talked about this during Super Crosstalk with Mason in Ireland. I'm very much with Mason here. This is a must-win game for the Rams, because if they don't win this game, not only is the schedule going to get harder, but DeMarco, you're at home against a beaten-down franchise that's on their third-string quarterback that just fired their head coach, that's got to travel cross-country. Rams are 10-point favorites. They must win this game.
I agree. You look, the buzzards are already circling, and they're waiting to pounce. And the last thing you need right now, if you're Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, is to be answering questions about losing to Carolina, one of the worst teams in the league, with a four-string quarterback. You don't want that. Sean McVay or anybody that's played for him has never gone through this, being in a like two games below 500 and losing to teams like this. And you don't want to start that going. Believe me, it's bad in Los Angeles when you do. So I think it's ultra important, number one, to stop that from happening. Number two, you need to go into the bye week before you play San Francisco feeling good about yourself. So here's my prediction, even though you didn't ask me. I think the Rams are going to win by shutout.
Shutout?
I think the Rams roster, even though it's thin, especially along the offensive line, is still going to be better than what Carolina has. And I think when you talk about a top-heavy defense, Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald, top-heavy offense, Stafford and Cooper Kupp, it's more than enough to beat the Carolina Panthers, especially when they just fired their head coach, they're in disarray, and they're starting a four-string quarterback. I see the Rams winning big. I see them winning by shutout.
Yeah, I didn't think shutout, but the line is 10, and believe it or not, I was going to take the Rams. I say believe it or not. I mean, what I'm saying is I don't want to take such a big favorite, and I've had very little confidence in the Rams all season, but based on who they're playing, I could see the Rams winning this game like 38-10. You know, like, I mean, complete blowout where people start to feel a little bit better about the Rams. Mostly they feel better about themselves. But, yeah, I think this is going to be a big win for the Rams this weekend. They've got to win this game. If they lose this game, seriously, it's this whole season is going down
the drain. You've been around teams on losing weeks. It stinks, right?
Totally.
Now imagine losing to a team that is as bad as Carolina. Right. How bad do you think it would be? And how bad do you think you would want to stave that off?
Right.
They're going to win on Sunday.
And the week after is the bye week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you cannot go into the bye losing to these guys.
Hey, by the way, Cappy.
Yo.
I wanted to ask you, yesterday when we ended the show, you were like following your son's game, Justin's game, and they were about to go into overtime, and then we had to go because we had to like throw it to Lakers. So what happened in the game?
Oh, this is amazing. DeMarco, I'm literally sitting here yesterday watching for 3 hours from 4 to 7 p.m. my son's Division II college football game. And DeMarco, you'll love this. 0-0 at halftime, right? The other team, Fairmont State, they're driving the first possession of the second half. The running back is going into the end zone, gets popped, ball comes out, defense takes it all the way down to the other 10-yard line. We take a 7-0 lead, then a 14-0 lead on a strip sack on the quarterback. Defense scores again, 14-0. We get a 21-0 lead, and DeMarco, we're going into the fourth quarter, and it looks like it's going to be over. The other team comes back, 21-7. 21-14. 21-14 with 4 minutes to go, and our coaches sit on the ball as if they don't have anything to do. We give the ball back. They score. They tie 21-all.
Oh.
Go to overtime. The other team, we stop them. They kick a field goal, 24-21. We get the ball back. Running back scores. We walk it off, 27-24 victory for my favorite college football team, the West Liberty Hilltoppers.
Wow.
Congrats, Justin.
That was awesome. Roller coaster you just took me on.
What's their record, Cappy?
Now they're 4-3, and I will actually go to my first game on their campus next week.
Congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks, man. That's cool.
Proud all Papa. Right. I like it.
Hey, DeMarco, we got about 30 seconds. Real quick, what happens this weekend between the Padres and the Dodgers?
I'm with Mason. I think this is over. I'm sorry to the Padres fans, but look, I'm with Mason. If they don't win the World Series, it's a huge disappointment.
No doubt about it. And the Padres haven't been able to beat them 2 out of 3 all year. I think it goes 5, though. I still think this thing goes 5. I thought the Dodgers in 4. Now I think the Dodgers win in 5. But I'll tell you this, man. I'll be down there tomorrow. I'll be hitting up a bunch of social. Have a great weekend, everybody. DeMarco, have a great broadcast.
Thanks, King.
Laura, Lindsay, appreciate you. Thanks for a great week, everybody. Circle of Trust. We're out of here. We're back on Monday. Peace out, everybody.